Tomorrow is, of course, Election Day, but it's also RSVVP Day. That is the day that more than 100 restaurants in our community share 10% of their proceeds with the IFC. So on Election Day, don't forget to eat out and give back. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between. You'll be giving back all day. They do it every year. It is a major fundraiser for the Interfaith Council for Social Service. We're happy to be a part of it, and we are joined now by John Dorward and Irene Brigham, who have been organizing this all year. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure and a need.
So tell us about RSVVP Day for people who don't know, who are just joining us, who haven't experienced this before. How did it get started? How long has it been going, and what does it entail?
I guess I can start the ball rolling, Aaron. The idea came to us from the Food Bank of North Carolina. They got that idea from Baltimore, and we tried to put it together, and a couple of times it had to get postponed. So I said, well, I'm ready. I think we've got radio covered, and we've got print covered, and let's try it. So I recruited a whole 43 restaurants, and we made about $6,000.
And you did this in 1989?
Nine.
Yeah. That's incredible. And it's been going strong and getting bigger and bigger by the year ever since.
It's well accepted by the community. And, I mean, even the restaurants are happy to see us come in with the posters for their windows. And
It's a great thing for the restaurants too, right? Because I know I fully intend on going out and eating on Election Day.
So. And it does. It works for both sides. The restaurants see additional business on a Tuesday when hopefully they normally don't see as much business at that point. Mm-hmm. We're getting people out to do something that is really simple. You go to your favorite restaurant, and you're doing something good at the same time. And Irene is too nice to say it, but let me just say, this is the 28th annual, and the reason that it's the 28th annual is because Irene continues to work on it year in and year out. She's been there every year. This year, we anticipate that if we do anything at all, we should cross over the $500,000 mark from this fundraiser. And that's real money. And that's something that Irene has been poking and prodding us all these years. She makes sure that we get everything done.
That's incredible. And I should mention the Chamber of Commerce's Salute to Community Heroes is coming up, and the Lifetime Achievement Award is the Irene Brigham Award. A lot of it has to do with this. This has been such a significant part of our community for more than three decades. And you think we got Election Day coming up, and talking about Hillary Clinton and how long she's been a central figure in American politics. This has been going on longer than that. This goes all the way back to 1989. So, yeah, that's
right.
That's incredible. So, speaking with Irene Brigham and John Dorward, John, tell us about the IFC. How vital is this for you?
Yeah, we do an awful lot of food programming, and we're calling it Food First these days. That makes up the food pantry, where we distributed over 13,000 bags of groceries to local residents, your neighbors. Last year alone, we served almost 60,000 meals through the community kitchen last year or through one of the shelters. So those are large numbers. I mean, we are still seeing a lot of people that are food insecure within our community. These are people that live right here. These are people that we see every day on the street. So the money that comes in from this is absolutely essential to the way we run those programs. We don't buy a lot of the food. Most of it is donated through places like Trader Joe's or the Fresh Market or UNC Dining Services, those sorts of places. Food Pantry gets a lot of their food coming from food drives, from the schools, from the churches. So we do that, but there are expenses. There are things that we don't get donated. There are things that have to be purchased. And we do use an awful lot of volunteers. But the $25,000 or so that's going to come in from this makes a huge difference in the actual pieces that we have to buy.
We're speaking with John Dorward. We just heard him and Irene Brigham. We're talking about RSVVP Day. That's restaurants sharing 10%. The two V's are Roman numerals, 5 and 5. Restaurants sharing 5+5, 10% every single around this time of year, one day a year. 28 years this has been going strong. You can get more information, by the way, at ifcweb.org or ifcweb.org/RSVVP if you want the specific website. And just to give you a sense of how widespread this is in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you really can't go to any sort of significant place in Chapel Hill or Carrboro where there's a lot of restaurants. Just look around and you'll probably see several that are participating in this. It's really easy to find. But Irene, you've been working with these restaurants for close to three decades. Let's talk about some of the ones that have been actively involved in this from the get-go. Some of these restaurants have been going for 10, 20, 25 years or all the way back to 1989.
Well, as of this year, there will be five restaurants remaining that have done every year since we started in 1989. And that would be the Carolina Crossroads at the Carolina Inn, Crook's Corner, Il Palio, Sal's Restaurants, and Weaver Street Market in Carrboro.
Yeah. And some that have been around for 25 years. I'm looking at Almo's Hunan Chinese that's on... That's right on Greensboro and MLK, or Hillsboro and MLK, right? Mm-hmm. Jade Palace in Carrboro, La Residence, the Subway in Glenwood Square, Thai Palace, Yield Waffle Shop. Like, there are so many
North,
great
south,
restaurants.
North, south, east, west.
Everywhere, yeah.
There's a wide variety of cuisines, of prices, of locations, and it just warms the heart to see that everybody step up.
And so, when you're talking about the number of restaurants, we should point out that at the current time, out of those 103 restaurants, 64 of them have done 10 years or more on this program. And that's pretty amazing these days.
They keep doing it over
they
and
do.
Over
they
again.
They do it over and over again.
They're actually happy to see us when we come recruiting. It's, it's like, wow, this is easy.
So what do you do on RSVVP Day? I imagine you go out to eat somewhere, right?
I've got a system. Sunrise Biscuit for breakfast.
Of course,
I've got a friend I take to lunch. I let her make the choice, and we have done every single year at Il Palio for dinner.
That's really cool. John, what about you? What are your plans?
Well, tomorrow I'll have lunch at Kipos, and then for dinner we're taking a group of our buddies over to Provence.
Nice.
And we've done that most every year that I can remember. So
yeah, so that right there is about 10 or 20 different restaurants that are participating. You can go to any or all of those. Go to all of them. Why not? Just keep cycling around.
I'm asked
sometimes, well, how come you say you go there and you don't come here? And I said, well, I can't go to 100 restaurants on the same day. But this paper is on my refrigerator, and I can cross out as we go out to, if we have something to celebrate or just want to go out casually or whatever, I always make sure it's somebody that's been on the
list. That's a good point too, right? You can check out this list and see all of the different restaurants that are participating in this and know that they're doing good work for our community and patronize those businesses all year long.
That's right. Absolutely. Irene has got me to where I can't go to restaurants that don't play on RSVVP. It's just wrong, apparently.
But the good thing is there's 100+, so
right,
you got a lot to choose from.
That's right. There are always choices.
ifcweb.org/RSVVP is the website if you want to get the full list. And again, there are more than 103 this year, is that what you said? Yeah, 103 different restaurants that you can go to on Tuesday. And, you know, Election Day is a stressful day. Go and have a nice breakfast and a nice lunch and a nice dinner and some coffee in between and a late night snack and everything else that you can think of. And you'll be giving back to the IFC. It's a great cause. John,
you're
Irene,
a good salesman, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you. So what else do people need to know about the IFC, about RSVVP Day?
Well, you've covered a whole bunch of good stuff.
IFC, I'd just like to say that IFC is one of a larger group of organizations around the county and around the town that really do concentrate on food matters and feeding the hungry. We're just one of a portion of those. We were really honored this year that we were part of Food for the Summer. That was 48,000 meals to kids who were out of school during the summer, who normally would see the food programs at school, and who might go hungry during the summer. So we were part of that. And so we just really appreciate the fact that this area is very much behind making sure nobody goes hungry in our area.
Again, ifcweb.org. If you want to find out more about the IFC, ifcweb.org/RSVVP to get more about RSVVP Day. You can get that full list of 103 different restaurants. And as Irene said, print it out, hang it on your fridge. Make sure you patronize those businesses all year long. But especially tomorrow, Election Day Tuesday, you'll be giving 10% back to the IFC. John, thanks for joining us. Irene, thanks for joining us. And seriously, kudos for the 28 years of work that you've done raising $500,000 now,
yep,
dollars for the IFC. That is an incredible amount of work. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.